Okay.
Hi. This is gonna be Kate talking to you right now, not Kat. We're gonna be very human. Oh my god, me and my squeaky doors. Oh, they don't shut. When I walk away, they pop back out because of the pressure. I don't fucking know. But, oh, okay. I'm a little nervous about this one. And I'll tell you why. Because I would like to be very honest with you guys. And I'm making a couple of changes to just like what I'm doing every month. So I want to tell you about it. And one of the changes is that this is the last like official monthly audio diary I'm going to do. And I know that some people really like these. And then that will be a bit of a sadness. I know there's lots of people who don't really listen to them, and that's okay. Also, it's for that reason and for a few others that I have decided to switch it up and continue having it as like a thing that I'll do every now and again, or maybe as part of like a vote sort of thing, or just when I have something that I want to share with you guys and like talk about. But what I've been finding, so this is where I'm going to be very real, and I have a feeling that this is something that is probably not that crazy and that a lot of people can relate with or relate to, but obviously we all know I balance like this stuff with my full-time job, and thanks to you guys and thanks to this stuff, I've gotten a lot more confident, and I'm learning to, Marshall might start barking. I'm learning to like love myself and love my life and be present and mindful. I was really on that journey for a while, and then I feel like I kind of got thrown off for a bit, and I went through some like stressful stuff that really kind of like messed with my head and messed with my heart, and I'm feeling much more level now and certainly much more mindful and aware of my emotions. So that being said, one of the emotions that I'm experiencing a lot lately is like the need for perfectionism. Hold on a second. Perfectionism, or the need for perfection. You know what I mean? Like, I go into every audio I make, every custom commission that I record, every stream, everything with this idea that I have to be firing on all cylinders. I need to be going in at 150%. Like, I have to be the best mommy incest audio porn creator. I have to be the hottest streamer. I have to be like, I don't know, I have to be on it 24/7. And I've gotten a lot better at being like, no, I don't have to be on it 24/7. No one is messaging me in a life or death scenario. Everyone will be okay. I can have nights to myself. I can, like, that's a me thing completely. And I've gotten much better at that. But the perfectionist thing is like really has been really getting me. And sometimes I think when I put like, you know, it has to happen on something, then it's like a pressure that like fucks with my, like, I don't know, the creative vibe a little bit. There's just been some months where it's felt like a bit of a stretch to come up with what to say for the audio diary that felt like it was good enough for you guys. It wasn't ever like, I have nothing to say, this is stupid. Like, it was always like, oh, I could do this. No, I think that's dumb. Okay, wait, what about this? Oh, who's gonna listen to that? Like, and then I make them, and then I fuss over them, and then, you know, am I sharing too much of myself? Am I sharing not enough? Where does Kate end and where does Kat begin? Like, I don't know. And so sometimes there is stuff I want to say and stuff I want to do, and it doesn't fit the mold of like an NSFW audio or script fill or whatever. And it fits the purpose of what I want to do here, which is be a real person and help other real people just enjoy their sexual kinks without having any hangups and any like self, I don't know, negativity, self-loathing, shame, any of that. And I think for me, the best way to do that isn't by harping on about sort of deeper philosophical beliefs. That's not even what I talk about, but I just mean like all the mindful stuff and like, I don't know. Listen, okay? We're arguing now. I'm defending my stance here. I'm just kidding. I am gonna drink water though. Don't listen. I have loud gulps. I tried to do it so quietly. How was that? That you didn't even hear it. Masked it. Okay. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that the reason I got into doing this again in the first place was because I was trying to help myself enjoy these kinks some more and enjoy my little like exhibitionist streak, my tiny hint of an exhibitionist streak, because I don't want to turn on my video camera and I don't want to actually do this in public yet. But God, do I ever fantasize about going to a sex club? Anyway, it gives me like a hint, a taste of this like further, I don't know, sexual life. And I really like it. And it's really helping me grow like on a lot of levels. It's also pointing out like flaws that I have and in some of the relationships that I have created along the way. And maybe not even relationships, but like encounters that I've had with people, positive and negative, like certain things inside of me have been brought to the surface in a good way. Like it's more exposure than I've had before to different people with different beliefs and different opinions on things. And again, some good, some not as good, but all of it has given me a lot of inspiration for thought, you know, and for growth. And sometimes that's like a lot, you know, like a lot of mental energy. And I've gotten to a point where I've like kind of bled so much of Kate into Kat that because of my own, like I said, things are being brought to the surface, issues that I have with, listen, I'm here like, maybe I'm getting too personal. I have people-pleasing issues, okay? It started from when I was a young child. I'm not going to go on my whole armchair psychologist therapy, what I think of my own brain and why I am the way that I am. But like I said, things have been brought to the surface. And it's just obvious to me now that between the amount of time I'm spending worrying about things that shouldn't have to be worried about, and also just the amount of time that maybe I'm spending poorly divided between Kate and Kat, you know, oh, excuse me, I just had a weird hiccup, between Kate and Kat, you know, oh gosh, okay, if that happens again, I'll stop. I think we're good. I don't usually get hiccups more than one or two. Yeah. So anyhow, I'll explain my giddy mood in a minute. But the point of what I was trying to say is just that I am finding myself very happily being confronted with different people and different viewpoints and difficulties and good things. And I don't want to say confronted was a bad word, but like experiencing these things, right? And some of it creates a need for like some mental work to be done on my part. And that's good. But I also have like a whole personal life where I'm trying to do that as well. And just between my full-time job and close friendships and family relationships and dynamics and stuff, I'm finding that I need to go out a little bit more. not like out socially. I need to go out. I need to go dancing. I need to spend less time going inward is the point. I don't always need to be worrying about what I'm going to say for this audio and is it going to be good enough? Like, I promised them this with these tags. If I switch this to that, then they're all going to hate me and they're going to unsubscribe and blah, blah, blah. Like, I shouldn't be thinking like that. And I certainly shouldn't be thinking like that and then logging on to Discord and being like, hi, how is everybody? Blah, blah, blah. Like, messaging and trying to be super friendly and in the back of my brain being like, wow, like, I kind of don't remember what it was like when I would finish my work week and come home and be like, huh, what am I going to do on my days off? Because every one of my days off is now filled with recording and writing and interacting, and it is fun and I love it. But as we all know, when you do anything too much, it can become like a bit of a stress. It can become a bit taxing. And I've been working on balancing everything. So like, I have found a healthy balance with interacting now. I don't feel guilty if I say to myself that my husband and I are having a weekend, and so I'm not really going to be online this weekend, and then I'm not really online this weekend, and then it's fine, and nobody cares, and it's an issue I tell myself exists, but doesn't, but as you can clearly hear, still causes me, like, stress to, like, work on a little bit, so I've been rebalancing everything, and I've found that things like the audio diary, things like I promise to make you Safe for Work or Pillow Talk audio every single month, those things don't come as naturally to me. They're not in my wheelhouse of expertise to have like endless ideas on. Does that make sense? And they're not my primary like objective in terms of what I want to offer everybody. That's the point I'm trying to make. Wow. It's just me talking the whole time and you want to listen and it's so sweet and I'm just such a wiener. I don't know what to say sometimes and I just can't be stressing like that, you know, because I don't want to be sitting here thinking like, wow, it was really nice like back when I didn't have as much to do and blah, 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 because I really like this and I don't want to get burnt out. And sometimes like looking at everything that I'm doing and then taking a step back and being like, okay, what is it that people are actually here for is healthy. And I've done that recently. And I know that you're here for, I know that we're all here primarily to come to listen to horny things, naughty, kinky, filled with INCEST things. I'm not saying it because I'm posting this right on Patreon. We're all here for that together, and I'm not going to stop doing that. Some of us are interested in that further stuff, the more personal stuff, the softer side of things, and I really like doing that, but I just really do struggle with doing it feeling like I have to, and nobody has made me feel like I have to except for me. So to be here being like, listen, I am defending my stance here. It's silly. I know that I don't need to do it. But I care so much about all of this and I worry so much about all of your experiences and opinions and I know that I don't need to. I know that I can't please everyone. You listen to me. Learn from me because you can't please everyone and it's okay as long as you are doing your genuine best. I just want to be authentic. I want to be real. I want to be creative when I'm feeling creative. I do obviously have to make promises. I can keep some promises, but I absolutely shouldn't be over-promising and under-delivering. And in my mind, when I'm stressing so much over things like the audio diaries and the SFW Pillow Talk audios, etc., it just shifts the dynamic, right? Like, it feels like the creativity's not there. If I'm just laying in bed one day and it strikes me, then I want to record it and I want to share it. But I clearly just get in my head a little bit too much And I would rather just continue to focus this energy on, like, my primary stuff, you know? And that's where I get the most, like, joy. And I think that's where the most of us come together. And that's what most of us are looking for. I've been looking for other ways to, like, expand that, like, intimate experience in a sense. Obviously, like, the stream with the fucking machine and having some people control it. I've got, I'm gonna, like, post it today, an NSFW live stream feedback form that I'd really, really appreciate if anybody wanted to fill out. It's I'm gonna have to fill you in here in a second. The feedback form is gonna help me try to expand on that, like those a little bit more intimate, like, experiences and offerings and stuff. Obviously, some of them come with a price tag, but not all of them do. We all know that I am here. This is partially a job for me, but it is also a huge passion project, and a passion project or passion thing shouldn't have a lady so in her head. So in an effort to be more authentic and in just indulge in the, like, fun, creative, sexual cat side of things, I'm just going to switch that up. I'm not going to have a monthly audio diary, but when I have something I want to tell you, I'll tell you. And I'm not going to have a monthly Safe for Work or Pillow Talk audio, but if I am so inspired, or I do read my feedback form, so that anonymous feedback. And suggestions form. I read that, and sometimes people submit scripts or give me ideas, and I do follow up on them or I incorporate them in stuff. Oh my god, I'm coming. Okay. I've had a lush vibrator inside of me this whole time. Because like I said, I just wanna share in the sexy, fun, indulgent side of things with you. So, when I am inspired to do those other types of things, I promise you I will do them. But I don't want to promise you that I'll do them at any certain rate and then potentially disappoint you. So please understand that's why I made that change. And know that I have loved so much sharing, like, my personal self with you. And I'm not going to stop doing that. Like, I'm not going to... Oh. I'm not going to stop being myself in live streams, and I'm not going to stop chatting on Discord, and I don't know, I'm trying to be better with, like, messages and do all of that, like, in time periods where it makes sense and where it works. And I know I'm trusting that you guys are all content living your own lives, and nobody is hung up on whether or not I'm going to respond to them right away, like I tell myself. It's so silly, you know, to walk around. This is hard. To walk around worrying about everybody else all the time when everyone else is walking around worried about their own worries about everyone else all the time. You know what I mean? If we're all just here having our own fucking experience on this earth, right? So if you message me and I don't reply, but you know that I love doing this and that I love being horny Naughty exhibitionist little slut for you. That was my hip popping. Because I'm stretching really deep. If you know that everything I do in the way of being cat with and for you, I do because I love it. I do when I am genuinely feeling it. Then you know that if I haven't responded, it's not because of you. And I know you know that because everything I do authentically. And I don't have to worry, you know? I just want to keep having fun with you. I just want to keep sharing this horny, naughty part of myself with you. I don't want to stress anymore. I'm just gonna have fun. And we're gonna have fun together. Oh, fuck. We're gonna have fun together. And when I have something to say that I think is important for you to hear, or like I said, when I'm inspired, or when it's voted on, because I am going to do more of that too. I want to do more for you. I just want to do it the right way. Please know that everything I'm doing so that we can have fun, but I can feel comfortable and not anxious and not stressed. I'm working on it. I'm really working on myself. And you play such a big role in that. Oh my God, I fucking love you. I love getting to do this with you. I love getting to share myself with you. I'm not gonna stop, okay? I'm not gonna stop. I'm just gonna do it differently. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, fuck. One last audio diary orgasm for the road. I lay back in my bed. My panties pulled to the side and nothing but a nice, flowy white shirt on. I pump this toy, this little vibrating toy, in and out. Oh my God, the hole that was fucking pounded yesterday. Oh my poor fucking pussy. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. That was fun. That was hot. Where was I? I just wanted to kind of love with you a little bit. I know that probably very few people will have any real reaction to the loss of the monthly audio diaries and pillow talk audios, but I know that to some of you it does actually mean quite a bit. I know that you want to hear it. I know you do. So please, if you have ideas for these like pillow talk, like safer work type audios, will you send them to me? Like on my feedback form, because I promise, like, so often, especially after night shifts, I lay in this bed and I think about how grateful I am for this community, and sometimes that makes me horny, and sometimes I get off and then I go to sleep. But sometimes it inspires me to get snuggly and cuddly, but I just feel like I'm doing the same thing over and over again, and I don't have, like I said, it's not like in my wheelhouse, you know? So, yeah, if you've got ideas, please share them, and it's definitely something that will be able to be voted on also, and I want to do more of that. I want to, like, hear you guys out more. I like the respectful level of interaction in these live streams and inquiring further on how to improve them. So like I said, if you really want, you can fill out that form and help me. More water. I tried to do it quietly. So just a few little changes and a little bit of a leveling with you. If anybody, this is almost for my own, you know, for my own comfort. But if anybody has felt like, you know, what the heck, Kat's not on Discord all the time, or I messaged her and it took her X long to get back to me, I hope you know that it's not personal, and I love you guys so much. And honestly, sometimes I see things while I'm at my other job. Maybe I should be better when I'm looking at stuff, but I try to be available when I can be, you know? And sometimes that's while I'm at work, but the dynamic of my job is, it just can get fast and then, or it can get busy and then not busy. So sometimes I look at things and then I lose track and I don't reply. Well, hiccup. That sounded like a goose there. Yeah, so it's just really never personal. And this is just sort of me saying this again for my own. I just want to reassure anybody before I go ahead and, like, sign off of my last audio diary that while I'm here and I'm Kat and I'm having this fun with you guys, I'm still Kate. You know, and I'm really working on myself, and I'm really trying to take care of myself and challenge myself when I need to be challenged, but not, you know, not, I don't have to do everything and be perfect. And not one of you, like I said, has told me that I do need to, but I think it's important for me to just be honest about my experience and honest about my journey. This is my cheesy, mindful, hippie stuff. For the people who have been listening and who have been sort of counting on these monthly, like, personal audio diary things. Yeah, I just wanted to, I do like sharing myself. So it is important for me, like I said, to be honest and tell you why I'm doing the things I'm doing. But like I said as well, in their absence, you can still expect to see interaction from me on, like, I want you guys to help vote for scripts that I'm gonna fill. I'll keep doing submission, like, script and story submission contests at live streams. I'll try and do, like, giveaway thingies or, like, you know, last night, the live stream, I had everybody who stayed till the end, they got a secret phrase, and then they could use the secret phrase to enter into a draw to take control of the fucking machine at the next live stream, which is, like, so fun, by the way. Somebody suggested I should have a thing where people could pay to do it, and like, it's a lot, and it's like a bit of an undertaking to have a stream with the fucking machine, and I do tend to be quite sore after, but I am here still trying to pay off some student loans, and I do like to be a naughty whore, so it's kind of hot to imagine having people pay to fuck me with a machine. So that's also on my feedback form, and thank you to the person who said that I should stop being so self-conscious and consider the fact that I'm worth being paid to be fucked, which is both, I don't know, like a compliment and like, are you telling me I'm worth being a whore? Because thank you. Okay, anyway, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm a little bit giddy. I'm still a little cum drunk from last night and my pussy aches. Having that toy in, it was tough at first. But now I'm all warmed up, so it feels better. Maybe I should go check on the machine. Oh my god, can you imagine? Okay, stop it, horny girl. Okay, that's it. That's the last official one for now anyhow. But like I said, more votes coming, more opportunity for you guys to get like what you want, get what you want out of me, and some more sort of like intimate personal offerings. Because every now and again I get really, really horny and it does just like super turn me on to do things like look at somebody's cock and talk about it to them, or watch a video of someone jerking off and then coming, and then, oh my god, me getting to touch myself and in time with the video and like talk to the person for them to hear it after. Oh, like it's hot. I have to be careful because I do find myself really wanting to overindulge in this stuff sometimes, which is another reason why I have to find a healthy balance between Kate and Kat. But for all the people who have purchased catnip so far, please know that it is not just like a money grab thing for me. I just can't say that I'll do it for free because unfortunately I think I probably would get too many. That's not like a self-bigging up thing. It's just sort of from my experience on Reddit and like my messages and stuff. So obviously it's nice to like do... It's in a market that already exists. It helps me with my goals of like paying off debt and still like having life experiences and stuff. But it's also just really fucking hot. Like, oh, it turns me on so much. It turns me on so much. So doing those things, like, I don't know, I get self-conscious sometimes. I don't want to seem like I'm constantly just asking you for money. But I also can't really just like go on the internet and be a complete fucking whore for free. Like I gotta participate in this existing market and like make, I don't know, like benefit a little bit from it. I gotta be smart. But I do like being a bit of a paid whore, you know? Oh, the whole thing is just it's fun. This whole experience has been and continues to be super fun. So it's not gonna stop. It's not gonna stop. Not right now. Not anytime soon. I just kind of wanted to switch things up a little bit for my own sort of management. Emotional, time and stress management, all of it. And I appreciate you understanding. And I'm super excited. Holy fuck, I totally forgot. One other thing I wanted to mention was that I'm not gonna be doing promised deadlines right now either. Like, in each calendar month, you will get, like, each calendar month, I provide, like, one tier one exclusive, one tier two exclusive. And right now, I'm going to not promise what day they come out. I'm still looking at reformatting, like, I'm going to have something right now every Saturday, because I think it would be so cute to expect to post every Catterday. But then I'm, like, tripping because, like, it's not much different than having expected deadlines if I say, like, every first Catterday of the month is the tier one exclusive, then like that's the deadline. The point is just sometimes I'm more inspired by another audio first and then my timeline changes or I'm working on commissions and then but I've got this audio ready but I don't have this one ready, and I hate saying like constantly like, oh, I'm doing this, oh, this is postponed. Like, I'll never not give you the audio that you're supposed to get that month, but I sometimes struggle with my scheduling. Maybe you could let me know in my feedback form, like, would you just trust signing up for my Patreon that you're going to get those things eventually? Or do you sort of need like a guarantee, like on the 15th, I'm getting my Patreon exclusive and it's going to have F sub and big titties and whatever. Or are you okay? Like, are you just good to be subscribed and to be like, mm-hmm, yep, I'm going to get it. like, yay, love seeing what comes. I don't know. Let me know. I'm working on it. But for right now, I don't have any guaranteed dates. I just have guaranteed you're gonna get it, Mr. and Mrs. Okay, I'm getting out of here. I love you guys. Thanks for listening to these. And if you're still sitting here listening to this last few minutes, then I know you've been really listening. I love you. I appreciate you. I'm not done doing this. I don't want to be done. I just am enjoying taking care of myself. You guys supporting me in that means the world. So thank you very much. And I hope that you have a most wonderful day. Mwah.